Absolutely. Absolutely excited about the opportunity to host McCook, and it's going to be a great ball game.
Yep, no question, Coach. You've had a dynamite season again, 7-2. I know going in, knew the schedule was going to be a tough one, especially with your two opening games with Gretna East and Waverly. You played both the games really tough. You ran the table after that. This group's been a fun one to watch and coach this year, hasn't it?
Oh, man, it's been a blessing. It's been a huge blessing. This senior group is just committed, you know what I mean, for the four-year process, and just beyond excited about the opportunity to continue to play with this group.
I know the summer months that's always big for all, no matter what sport it is, football included, and you had an event take place where your starting quarterback, unfortunately, an injury in the summertime. Man, I'm sure that broke the hearts of many, including the coaching staff and the young man himself. That was a tough loss, but you've rebounded. You'd love to have that guy behind center, and I'm sure he's rooting on his teammates and helping you coach in every which way while being hurt, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, Tristan's been amazing. His dad, Jeff, is on our staff. Tristan's been started as a freshman, as a wide receiver. And then, as a sophomore, as a quarterback, junior, as a quarterback. And just he put a lot into this year, a lot into this process. And for him to lose it is devastating. It really is. It breaks the heart of a lot of us. But that's sports and that's athletics. So you gotta be resilient. You got to be able to move on. Got to be able to push past it. And Tristan's been, he's been, man, what a phenomenal, amazing, outstanding young man. He's taping kids, he's wearing the headsets, he's, you know what I mean, just what you want to see, from a kid that's had an injury like that. He's all in, he's invested in his teammates, so super proud of him.
Is his rehab coming along nicely, and will he have a chance to, is any sports this at all this year, or is it pretty much a season-ending injury for him?
I think he'll track. I think he'll be able to run track. Uh-huh. He'll have basketball be really, really, really dicey. You know what I mean? He probably might be cleared, you know what I mean, with maybe a month and a half left in the basketball season, but is it worth it? You know what I mean? He's going to SDSU to play football. So we know, is it worth trying to get back out there? So him and his family have some decisions to make regarding that. But we think he'll be ready for track.
Well, that's super that his football's career is going to be continuing. He's that talented that he needs to try the college scene, shouldn't he?
Oh, he is, yeah. I mean, he was just on an official visit this past weekend and watched the SDSU-NDSU game. So, yeah, he had a good weekend. So, excited for him.
Well, in his place, Cason Sellier has done a great job. 13 touchdown passes has really led your offense in a big way, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's just a gamer. Just a gamer, you know what I mean? A kid that's really hadn't played much quarterback. We played him some JV quarterback his sophomore year. He didn't play any quarterback at all his junior year. And then we're like, hey, we need you. It's like, all right, coach, let's go. Let's do this. So, there's he's just a gamer. Like you said, he's just a gamer, you know what I mean? A guy that just gets it. No moment's too big for him. So I think we got the right guy there. So really, really proud of Cason and the way he stepped up and led this team.
Strong running game. Boy, obviously you've got a great offensive line at that, but that offense, that running game is really, really good.
Yeah, a lot of these guys started as sophomores, so a lot of these guys are offensive line, kind of led by Kyle Riley. He's been a beast for 3 years, and Jaden Hernandez has been a three-year starter. Barry, we started, so a lot of these guys have played a lot of varsity minutes, so we expected to be, to have a good offensive line. We're certainly not where we want to be, but man, we just keep climbing and keep growing and just trying to get better each and every week.
Your defense must be awfully good as well, because you don't give up many points, and I looked at your stats. You've got three guys alone to combine for 11 picks this year, 11 interceptions. That's pretty incredible just from three kids alone.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? yeah. So, when you're good up front, teams have to pass. so we've been kind of the beneficiary of that. And Sam Sagehorn, I think he's got four on the year. I think he's an all-state caliber talent. And then we got the sophomore, Brendan Berhoop's got six picks on the year. And he didn't start until week three. So he's been a gamer too. And then I kind of some outside linebackers are just being able to kind of have some opportune interceptions too. So, yeah, really. Yeah, it's been obviously the turnover differential has been big in our favor. It's helped us, with the outcome of a lot of the games we played in.
Coach, when you saw the Class B bracket came out Saturday morning, did everything kind of figure out it was going to be McCook at your place?
Yeah, we didn't really know. I mean, there were so many variables going into it. We didn't know exactly what seed we're going to be. We had a good idea. We thought it was going to be McCook, but we weren't sure until all the games were in. But yeah, we knew that was one of the variables. So
I know you got to take one game at a time, but boy, your side of the bracket, holy smokes, Waverly, Bennington, Elkhorn North. I mean, other teams that side of the bracket. Wow. I mean, every game is going to be a battle. No, quite. And even the other side of the bracket with the teams. That Class B is loaded. There's so many good teams this year.
Yeah, isn't it cool? You know what I mean? So just you look at the other classes, and it seems like they may be kind of a foregone conclusion. You know what I mean? But Class B, man, it is a wide open race, which is so cool. You know what I mean? That you've got all these teams that has a chance to win it. So really, that's the way it's meant to be, and excited about it. Yeah, I mean, we got a tough part of the bracket, but man, you're gonna have to play them. You know what I mean? You gotta play good. You gotta play good teams, and excited about the opportunity just to play a bunch of good ones. Hopefully, if we can, you know what I mean? If we can get past Friday,
Coach, you've obviously watched a lot of film on McCook already. What do you like about the Bison? What do you got to do to pick up a home win and advance on?
Yeah, I just sound fundamentally. You just watching me like, man, you know what I mean? Defensive linemen, they got some big dudes up there. They got some guys that maybe aren't so big but play so fundamentally sound with great pad level, great leverage. You know what I mean? They just do things the right way. So just understanding that we're going to have to play at the top of our game to, you know, to beat these guys with the variables that they have, you know, strong running game, good quarterback, you know what I mean? It's a big, you know, big defensive tackle, big nose, backers that flow real well and insert in the run game real well, and outside linebackers that are long and rangy. And so, yeah, we've got the work cut out for us, but we're going to, yeah, like I said, just each and every week, you just worry about you, try not to worry about who you're playing. You just want to try to control your controllables, just making sure that your eyes are in the right spot, making sure your head's in the right spot, hands in the right spot, just doing the things you can do to be successful.
Well, Coach, you made a good run last year in the playoffs before that loss to Scott, and I'm sure a lot of your upperclassmen guys remember that and don't want to let it happen again. You want to stay around for a while and hopefully make it here in a couple of weeks, get a chance to play for the big trophy, don't you?
Oh, man, that'd be amazing. It'd be amazing, yeah. So that's our ultimate goal, but we don't want to put the cart ahead of the horse, so we're worried about today.
Future look pretty bright. Numbers are good, but you got a lot of good kids down. You played some underclassmen. Even I know this year, you know, we look this year first, but your future looks really good with the players, the kids coming up for you.
Yeah, I mean it does. I mean we've like I said, this senior group has kind of carried us for the last 3 years. Or it's our newest. We've got a couple juniors that have, you know, three or four juniors that have played a lot, a couple sophomores that have played a lot, but this senior class has been they've been a blessing for me as a coach. Just not only their talent, but their character and their work ethic and just what they bring on a day-to-day basis. So certainly going to miss this group, but yeah, we're just going to focus on the present, try to have a great practice today and hope we can put a good product in the field on Friday.